Okay, we are at the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis. Literally, we are two lines before the bottom of the Amud. We've been discussing this Cheshbon as to, ultimately, we're going back to try and understand. It says, on the one hand, V'yamim ha'im k'sheves ha'melech, which seems to imply the very beginning of the Malchus of Achashverosh, he made a Suda. But then there's another Pasuk which says, B'shnas shalosh l'malchin, third year of his reign. So Rav explained, Kesheves Naachish Nisyash, that's referring to once things were established, once he it was clear that he would not repeat the mistake of Belshazzar who made a toast in Cheshvan, because we mentioned that there was a discussion as to when the 70 years begin. Is it when the Babel assumed power? Is it from the time of Golus Yehoyachin? Is it from the time of the Golus of Zidkiyahu? And so on. And the Gemara says that Belshazzar made a mistake and he was killed, and Achashverosh also made a mistake, and because he made a mistake his wife was killed, and there is a discussion, well, why was he not killed? If Belshazzar made a mistake, took out the clay mikdash and was killed, Achashverosh made a mistake, took out the clay mikdash, why should he not also be killed? Why Vashti? Ayin Ben Yoyada has an interesting explanation as to why. Al-Kopan, the Gemara said, but, you know, what exactly was his mistake? The mistake was he should have counted from the actual Churban of Yerushalayim as opposed to Galus Yehoyachin, which is an 11-year difference. It says the Gemara, two lines in the bottom, save Kama Batsrin, Chadzari, there's an 11-year difference. An 11-year difference. So, Iyu Kama Malach, so Achashverosh was the Melach for 14 years. If he made this feast in year number 3, so therefore the Beis HaMikdash should have been rebuilt in the 14th year of his reign. Implying, right, and it says, he adds over here on the Ksav Yad, V'haviz Batela Ad Shnas Tartin Malchus Daryavish Melech Paras, and the bias was only started to be rebuilt in the second year of Daryavish Melech Paras. Remember, we said there was Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, Belshazzar. First, then there was Daryavish from Modai, then Kerish, then Achashverosh, and then Daryavish the Parsi. So, why was it only built in the second year of Daryavish the Parsi? Why not in year 14? Of Achashverosh, why only a couple of years later? According to this, there were a couple of years which were incomplete years. So even though we are like reckoning the numbers of years of the different kings, but sometimes the years were incomplete, and therefore you actually needed a little bit longer. Tanya Namihachi says Rashi, the Bishneis Nebuchadnezzar, the Evel Meroidach, Nivla Shana. So we reckon the years of these kings, but they were incomplete years. So they needed a little bit longer in order to be mashlim, to get to a full 70 years. So comes out of Maskana, we're talking about 70 years, not from when Bavel ascended the throne, not from Galus Yehoyachin, but rather from the Churban Habayis with the Galus of Tzidkiyahu.
I'm telling. It's sort of confusing. The king's years, are we talking about the actual years?
Rashi makes you. Rashi makes the Cheshbon. It starts on Rosh Chodesh, on Tishrei.
Yeah.
So Rashi makes the Cheshbon and shows how it's going with Rosh Hashanah and so on. But, Rashi at the bottom of the Amud and the top, he kind of goes through this Cheshbon to explain. Says the Gemara, fascinating thing. Amar Rava Af Daniel Ta Bahay Chushbana. Even Daniel, I remember the Gemara said the most amazing things about Daniel. And the Gemara said that on the one hand, the Gemara Daf Gimel, which we said, that it said that Iyu Adif Minayu, that Daniel was greater than Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. On the one hand, they were greater than him, they were Nevi'im. And then he was greater than them because he saw certain things which they didn't see. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, the great Daniel, after Daniel, Ta b'hai Chushman, he also made a toast in Cheshvan, Dichsiv, Bishnas Achas Lamalchi Ani Daniel Bnei Vasvarim. I Daniel, I was contemplating Vasvarim. Rashi says Lashon Svir Vecheshbon. So he was kind of making a cheshbon, and he was trying to understand Bnei Si Vasvarim with the comrade Bnei Si Michlal Detal, which is quite fascinating what this means. I looked around and I didn't see anyone who explained this clearly. It says from the fact that it uses the Lashon of Binoisi, a Lashon of Bina, that somehow implies a Tolos. I mean, usually Bina, we know, means maybe Dover Mitech Dover. Usually Bina is considered to be something which we very much desire, very much we want. We daven for a Chachma Bina Das, and so on. Yes, we know that Bina often implies, I mean, the Pasuk says, Ulevava Yavin Vishav, that Bina Shaykh to Tshuva. Tshuva means a mistake has been made, and then you need to kind of look into yourself and get back to where you were before, and so on. But fascinating to understand what exactly is the implicit connotation from the fact that it says Binoisi Michlal Dato. It says, Mikomakam Kashu Kray Adadi. At the end of the day, the psukim do seem to be somewhat contradictory. I mean, on the one hand, we have a pasuk, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, which says Malais Lebavel, from the 70 years completion of Bavel. Uksiv, we have the pasuk in Daniel, which says Lachar Beis Yerushalayim. So, meaning that the reason for this, for the difficulty and for the confusion and for the mistakes which were made, is because there do seem to be contradictory psukim. Amarava, no, Lipkida Ba'alma, and that which it says in Malais Lebavel, the 70 years in the time that Bavel ascends the throne, that is Lipkida Ba'alma. If you look at directly across at Rashi, Lipkida Ba'alma, Nemar Hai Lefi Malais Lebavel Shivim Shana Daha Efke Deschem Ksiv Vekach Haya Shenifkedu. Shnifkadu b'shana achas l'kerish melech paras shi shnas ein alaf l'kibush l'yakim shepashta b'aval yisrael. So there was already the beginnings of a remembrance which started to take place 70 years, but not that there was an actual proper redemption. Ma'ani d'chsiv ke'amar kerish melech paras kol mamlechis aritz nasanli elikei ha-shamayim, which is what we brought yesterday to show seemingly that he ruled over the whole world. That there was an instruction already then, the beginnings of the Geula, that he should start to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Darish of Nachum Barav Chiz, the Ma'idach Zivkeh Ma'ashem Le'Mashiachai Le'Kirish, Asher Hechzakti B'Yaminai. So, if you read the Pasuk Kipshutai, so sent Hashem to his anointed one to Kirish. Kirish Mashiach Haya, well, Kirish is considered to be the anointed. I mean, he wasn't a melech. He wasn't a malchus based David. What does it mean, Kirish, the anointed one? Ela Amar Leah Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMashiach. You read like this: Kirish Hashem LeMashiach Haya. La Kirish Hashiach Zakti B'Mina. It's a Kirish about whom I thought that he would be instrumental in helping me rebuild the bias. And they prove that from the trop, that's also muchach in the pasuk. There's like a little pause, there's a comma. I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMashiachai Koyva Ani Lacha Al Kirish. I'm complaining about Kirish. Ani Amarti Hu Yivne Iri V'Yikabitz Galiyosai. Hu Amar Mi V'Chemi Kol Amay V'Yal, and he kind of passed the buck and said, who amongst you is interested in doing these things? But he himself didn't do it, and if he would have done it, the Mefarshim say that would have been possibly the final Geula, and that would have been the Bayis HaAchron, like the Pasuk seems to imply anyway, and instead it was the Bayis Sheni, and it was Harav, and so on. Now, the Gemara goes on to Darshan, the Psukim of the Megillah, and like we mentioned yesterday from the Maral in his Hagdamot HaChadash, that because the Nisim of Purim were so high, from such a high source, so high that it wouldn't even allow itself to have any type of an open miracle, That's the reason he says why the Gemara is interested in dashing all the psukim and trying to understand the nisim and so on. So we get to the pasuk of Chayil Paras Umadai HaParatzimim. So it mentions like his armies. The armies of Paras and Madai, Uksiv L'malchei Madai UParas. So was it the Chayil Paras? Was it the Malchi? Was it the armies? Was it the king? The kings Amarava, Asnuye Asnu Bahadadi. So Paras and Madai made a deal. They made a deal amongst themselves. What was the deal which they said? Iminan Malchi. So if we become appointed to be the king, Minaychu Ifarchi. So you will be officers. Meaning we will give you a certain position of prominence in our Malchus. And Imin Aichu Malchi, and if you become appointed as kings, Minan Ifarchi, then we will be officers. Now it says Baharesi as Oisha Kved Malchusai. Achashverosh was interested in showing off his wealth. Baharesi as Oisha Kved Malchusai. So the Amb as Yakar Vagomer. So Omar Reb Yosi, Reb Chanina Malamit Shalavash Bigdikuna. This shows that he wore big dekuna. Rashi says in the middle of the page, Shahayu biyodi sham big de kohen gadol. He had big de kohen gadol available and accessible to him. Shavim Yerushalayim. As it says that he wore big dekuna. Ksivah yikarti faris gedulas. Ksivah sam lechavoid ulasi faris. So he put on a big de kohen gadol. At the end of those days. So now, if you read the pasuk says, it says, "Ubimloys ayamim hayla." Asa hamelach lachol ha'am hanim tzeim b'shushan habira. So at the end of those days, then he made a mishta for Shushan, implying that he made a mishta originally for the other provinces, and then at the end he finally made a mishta for those people in Shushan. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Chadam Melech Pikeachaya, the Chadam Melech Tipeshaya. One says he was smart, one says he was foolish. Manam Melech Pikeachaya, what about what if he was clever? Shaparovid, the Karbrachika Bresha, he was Makar of those people who are far away, the faraway provinces first. The Bnei Masei, because the people who were nearby in his town and so on, in Shushan, maketh kaifile, kalim is the boilahu makaravalu, meaning they were subordinate to him, and even though, as the Mashal points out, based on the Targum, that the people were rebelling against him, and that was actually one of the reasons why he made a feast, was to kind of calm everyone down, and be mahana them with a feast, but nevertheless they were close by, and he felt confident that he was able to suppress and quell those who were nearby, and shower them with a lavish feast and so on. Kalim is the boy Mephias Lu, and therefore it was smart to go and kind of focus on those people who were living further afield. Umanda Ahmed Tipesh Haya, and the one who says it was foolish is the boy Lida Kruvi Bnei Masi Bereisha. Politically, you strengthen the area where you are now, and then you spread and you spread further and further. You don't start further afield. The imardu be'hanach, because if people rebel, as you mentioned, because this is actually what happened, then kaimi hani, the people who are nearby are here, the havi ba'day, and they would be with him, and so on. Good. Shalu tamidav es rebi shimim ba'yichai mipnei ma. Why is it that literally the sinners of Israel, meaning Klal Yisrael, why was it that they were nischayiv to be destroyed in that generation? And what did they do which was so wrong? At the end of the day, there was Gzeira LaHashmid LaHarig LaAbedes Kol HaYehudim Min Avad Zakin. So what did they do which was so bad? Imru Atem, why don't you suggest the reason? So Amrulai, they said, because they were Nana from the Suda of Achashverosh. To which he responded and he said, "In Cain, Shabashushan Yargu, Shabachala, Elam Kule, Al Yargu." If that's the reason, that would explain why the people in Shushan should be killed, but why in the Ganze Welt? Why in the 127 Medinas from Mihaydiv al Kush? Well, there's a famous diuk over here. The Mefarshim say, it says, Nimeshin Nehenu Misudas Ishal Isa Rasha. We know that, we just mentioned, that the whole reason, why did the Ahasuerus make a Suda in the third year of his reign? Why? Because this was the time when the coast was clear. This was the time when he was able to say that Hashem is not going to be goyel the Yidden anymore. It's Farfala and they're stuck here in Galus. And it's now the coast is clear. I can take out the Big Day Kahuna. I can wear them. I can take out the clay Migdash and so on. So he made a Suda to show that Klal Yisrael are dead, that Hashem is not taking them back anymore. And it says in Nation Nanu, they were Nanu Ma'amis to the Sushal Rasha, that they actually, they partook and they enjoyed it. Similar to what the Sfarna writes, famous Sfarna about, it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai, he didn't smash the luchas when he heard that they were serving the ego. He smashed the luchas, says the Sfarna, when he saw that they were singing and dancing and making a whole massive and enjoying themselves. Then that already was a simon that he needed to smash the luchas. So they were nenemis to those shlosh rasha. So fractur shimon say bazoi, and Shushan should have been killed, but not everyone else. So amar loy and mar ata. So you tell us, Rebbe, the reason. Amar lehem ibnei shishtachavu letzelem. So the reason why is because they bow down to the Tzelem. Rashi says, "Yishtachavu Tzelem b'mei mivuchad netzar," which is quite interesting because this is years before. I mean, kind of not so clear to understand. Why? Remember, there was Nebuchadnezzar, 45 years. There was Evel Merodach, Baal Shetzer, Dayavish, Demadai, Kerish, Achashverish. I mean, this is several years before. Meaning this answers why it's not just the people in Shushan. This was the entire community in Babel and so on, where all the Yidden were at the time, and that's the reason why they deserve to be killed. So the Gemara says, "Amru lois," they said to Nebuchadnezzar, "Techi masa panim yesh b'davar." Well, meaning if so, when they talk about mishnachavet to the Tzelem, which we'll see in a minute, what type of Tzelem this was. But if so, is there favoritism over here? Rashi says, "Eich zachul l'neis." So why, taka, did they deserve the salvation? If in fact they bow down to the Tzelem, "Chimas upon me yishvudava amar lehem heim le'yase el lefanim afakadosh baruch le'yase imayem el lefanim." They didn't really serve and bow down in their hearts. This was all an external thing. And so too when Hashem made this gzeirah, it was also lefanim, v'adachsev ki lo ana milibay. This was not something, Rashi says, heim asu lefanim miyira. They did what they did in miyira. The Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about if a person serves avodah zarah mi'ahava or miyira, from kedegas mitzayin, the Gemara daf samach aleph. But it was not. It was not done properly. It was not done with real intent. And therefore, that's the reason why they were zecher to an ace. Now, there is a machlekes lishenim in Maseches Ksuvos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So, Tezus quotes over there, 2 days. The first day was that the Tzelem, Sha'asin Nebuchadnezzar, Haya Avodah Zarah Mamish. It was real Avodah Zarah. Meaning, the actual Tzelem, it was a real Geshka. It was the real deal. And if so, according to that, and Hanami Kumta is the Klal Yisrael bowed down to what was considered to be a real Avodah Zarah. Maybe they did a Mira, but at least the Chafza was a Chafza of Avodah Zarah. And therefore we understand Divrei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kepshutai, that there was the Mishtachavet Tzelem, which was the Bechina of Avodah Zarah. Tezus quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, "Nein, it was not real Avodah Zarah. It was an andarta shal Nebuchadnezzar, an andarta shal Melech. It was some type of a statue of Nebuchadnezzar. He was a grace of Al-Gaiva, El Al-Bamaseyav, Adam al-Elyon, he made an andarta of himself, and it was not real Avodah Zarah. As such, and the Shenim were bothered according to that reason of Rabbeinu Tam. So why was there a Gzeiras Kloya b'min Haman? According to that reason, so it needs a little bit more work. And they should have said different things. Nevertheless, they should have been Meisa Nefesh, they should have run away, so they shouldn't have done it because it was a Chil Hashem. But you have to say, you know, you have to say different explanations according to the day of Rabbeinu Tam. We continue. The Suda, the Mishnah was B'chatzaginis Bisan Hamelech. So Ravish Melchad Amar Haroi Lechatzar Lechatzar Haroi Legin Legina Haroi Lebeisan Lebeisan, meaning whoever was right to be in the chatzar, meaning the less chashva people, those who were right to go into the royal gardens, those who were right to come into the house, depending on your stature, depending on your level of chashivas, that's where you were positioned. B'chad Amar, no. Hashivin b'chatzer v'alei hichzikasin. There was insufficient space in the courtyard. So, begina v'alei hichzikasin, insufficient place in the royal gardens. Ad sheikh nisan lebeisan. Until he finally placed them in his palace. V'chzikasin. The masnisa tana, hashivin b'chatzer u'pasach lem shnei p'sachem echa v'gina v'echa lebeisan. He placed them in the middle, in his courtyard, and there was the garden on one side, the palace on the other side, and that's what it was done. Now, when it speaks about the lavish spread, and the tables, and the cloth, and so on, it says, Chur, Karpas, Hischeles, my Chur, what is the Lashon of Chur? Rav Amar, Chari, Chari. He says it's a Lashon of Chari, Chari. Rashi, directly across, says, Masa machat malachas hamatzais haisa asuya nikavim nikavim. So it was cloth with plenty of holes in it. The Shmuel Amar milas levana. It's a type of white wool. It's the lamb, which he spread for them. Karpas. Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina karim shel pasim. It was pillows of silk. Some say pasim is silk. Some say it's wool. Al Galilei Kasev Amudei Sheish. So it was on beds of silver and pillars of marble. Amites Zav V'Chasev. It was beds of gold and marble. Tanya B'Yudah Omer Haroi LeKasev V'Kasev Haroi LeZav V'Zav. Again, depending on your chashivas, would depend what type of a bed you would be placed on. Amar Le Reb Nechemya In Kain Atamatl Kine B'Suda. Well, if you're going to put, more chashva people on gold and less chashva people on silver, you're going to instill jealousy at the seuda. Frank Tezvis, atamatal kina v'mtem l'manda amr la'el haroi l'gina l'gina haroi l'chatzah chatzim kain atamatal kina b'suda. Why don't you say a similar thing? Why don't we ask the question over there? Yishleim b'disfir lei the kevin shli haya royin ze'azeh l'kikina. Over there, they were in different places, so this person's outside, this person's inside, no one sees each other, and, but it's interesting, I was bothered. I mean, what do you mean, in kain atamatl kina b'suda? Okay, I mean, I don't know, is it this halacha, this derech eretz concept, shouldn't be matl kina b'suda, lamashal, there's a din, let's say during the 9 days. You know, you're making a bris and you're inviting, there's 15 people coming, 25 people coming. Should you be mitzamtzum and only give 10 people meat? And the rest of them, you'll give them, soy. I remember seeing the B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv. He says, no, you can't be matl kina besuda. There's a derech eretz tikadino, you can't be matl kina besuda. So I was bothered, very zocked that Achashverosh HaRasha was into this derech eretz of atamatl kina besuda, but it could be as nishkan kasha because lemay a misvara. You see what he was, the spread which he was doing, and we're going to see shasir kadasi in onus, and he wanted everyone to feel comfortable. So number one, it makes sense mitzad yetsim zach that he wouldn't want to be matl kina besuda. Number one, number two, the gemara says in brachas and daf and vavam abeis. I don't remember exactly the logistics, but the gemara says. One of the Amoraim tells another one, or the Reish Galusa, he says, you should know the Parsiim are one up on you. They know exactly how to do it when it comes to Suda. And it speaks about how if there'd be three people, Yeah? Three people. You know, we're getting to the end of Moed. We need to, like, you know, think about, you know, starting the Chazar Brachas and the rest of Moed. Forgetting all these Gemaras. I'm speaking about myself. When there would be three people, so how would you position everyone? So the Parsim did it in a way that the Gadol, he would be able to recline, and they would eat reclining on their left side, and this way he'd be able to kind of see one person in front of him, and it was this kind of very interesting way. And it says the Parsim, like, they know, so they were very, they knew exactly how to do things when it came to Suda. So A, it's Mesaber to say that they wouldn't be Matal Kinebis Suda, because he wanted to be a most pleasurable experience. And B, we even find the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara says that the Parsim, when it comes to Suda, they know what to do. So it's certainly Mesaber that they wouldn't want to be Matal Kinebis Suda.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Mustaber. That's what he was doing, for sure. Okay. Good. Ella, what do we say? Elohim shall cast it, but rather they were of silver, and the legs were of gold. Raglim shall zav. Okay, it says, Vahat vashesh. Amravasi, avonim shemis chitates al balehen. These are stones which are very coveted, they're desired, they're sought after. In other words, the Vahat, the Mashar explains that Hay and Ches are interchangeable. So it's like Vahat, Mischoitetes. These are incredible sought after stones. The Chenu Emer Avni Nezer, Mischoitetes Lizard Masai, Drash explains, you know, very precious sought after stones. Vadarvas Zichoris. Rav Amar Dari Dari, there were rows of these precious stones. Shmuel Amar Evan Teva, there's a precious stone, Yesh B'krach Hayam. The Dara Shma, it's actually called a Dara. Hashiva Be'emtha Suda, they placed it in the middle of the Suda. U'me'ir Lam Kitzarayim, and it shone like the afternoon sun. Tabei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Shekara Dror, what does it mean, Dara? That he declared a Dror, L'chol Ba'ali Schairah. He said, there's not going to be any tax. Rashi says, Shekar Duar, a few lines in the bottom, Asa Nachas Ruach, Lebnei Malchusi, Lahavar Mehen Meches, Shel Seichrim.
So it
doesn't go, yeah, well, no, that was for everyone. This was specifically for the merchants. Special tax relief for the merchants. Good. Then, Vashkez Bechleza, Vechelim Mechelim Shenim. Frag the Gemara, he came in Shenim, Mishunim, Iboyle, from all different types. So she said, Mishunim. Amarava, Yatz, the Baskal, Amarlaham, Rishenim, Kalim, May Kalim. Don't you realize your foolishness? Your ancestors, Mini Balshatzar, they were killed because of this mistake, because they took out the Kalim, the Mavaz of the Kalim. The Atam Shenim, and you are Shenim, the Shesim, Behem, I'm drinking with them. That's why it says Shainim. The Yain Malchus Rav, Amarav Malamit Shekov Echad Echad Ishkeu Yain Shegar Lamen Bishanim. Vashafia Kadas, Eid Ainis My Kadas, Amarav Chanim Ishim Rabimir Kadas Kol Kadas Shel Terah. Meaning was done as per what the Terah ordains and recommends. Madash Shel Terah Achila Marub Mishasia. When it comes to Karbonis, there's more Achila than the Nesachim. There was more food than drink. Meaning, everyone drank the wine which they were accustomed to, so they didn't feel that they had to drink wine. They weren't so happy with the Spanish wine or with the French wine, and so on. They drank the types of wine which they were used to, and so on. Last is cured saying ish v'ish. Amarava, Lassis Kitzain, Mardechai Bahaman. This is the remiss too. They were the ones who were serving. Mardechai Duchsev, Ish Yehudi, and Haman, Ish Tsar V'Oyev. Gam Vashlema Hamalka Asasa Mishtish in the Mishtanashim base Hamalchus. She made a Mishtanashim in the base Hamalchus. Fred the Gemara base Hanoshim Mi Boile. What was she doing? Making a Mishta in the base Hamalchus. She should have done in the in the Beis HaNashim. As the Mashal explains, the Beis HaNashim was the Makom Tzanua, the Lei Regilim Bei HaNashim, Aval Asasa Mishteh, Beis HaMalchus, Hu Makom Shamelech Matzi Boi, the Regilim Bei HaNashim, Gedil Haris Yafya, Miskavn Lizgus. So she was interested in showing off her beauty, and so on. Amaravish name of Vaavir Niskavnu, not only did Achashverosh have intention for Ledvar Aveira, but she also had intention for Aveira. Haidu Dami Inshi, Iyu Bakari, the Itzasa, and we turn the page, Victor 2, Yud Beis and Beis, Bibutina. So she, the man takes the big pumpkins, she takes the small ones, but they're both, they're two of a kind, they're both interested in doing Znus, and so on. We did mention a medrash which says that that he was tsanua insofar as he didn't have tashmish during the day. Correct. That we did say. Yeah. Says the Gemara, b'yema shvi, it says on the seventh day, k'tev lev ha-melech b'yoyin atvad hashta lo yitav libei b'chamra. Up until now, was he not happy with wine? Why does it say specifically now on the seventh day? So Amarava Yem Hashvi Shabbos Toya. This is a remez to Shabbos. She Yisrael Eichlin V'Sheisin Maschidin Midivrei Torah Ubidivrei Tishbachis. Ha'Oedik Yehavim She'Eichlin V'Sheisin Ein Maschidin Ela Bidivrei Tiflus. So this is the difference between when Yidden get together and they eat and they drink. That is Ma'orer Midivrei Torah and She'Eichlin Tishbachis, as opposed to when the Oedik Yehavim eat and drink. The chayim besudas shal isa rasha halalo emrim madoyo is nois halalo emrim parsiyo is nois. They were arguing as to who has the best looking women. Amnu machash veirish kliish ni mishtamish by einon le madoy vle parsi ela kazdi. You guys have it all wrong. It is the kazdi women who are the best looking. Retzeinichem li reisa. Would you like to see? Amar lein ubavajet aruma. But only providing that she's naked. Why? Says the Mashah, the Medrash says that Achashverosh was a tippish. And he said, Ein noa ki ishti. There's no one as pretty as my wife. V'loi seimru b'mneishi levusha bigde malchus and umukushta. Don't say it's only because of her royal finery that she's wearing. Okay, Lomazan, you're saying it's not because of her clothes, so then you have to prove it, and therefore they stipulated that they want to see her aruma. And this was the midah connected me, the punishment. How degrading. She made the Yiddish ladies work on Shabbos naked. And therefore, she received a punishment, mida connected mida. Lefikach nigzar aleh. Fine, and that's why she had this gzera upon her b'shabbos. Fine. And then it says the Bach says lefikach nigzar aleh. One second, what does he do over here? Or some add in that she was shetishachit aruma. Okay. Just like she, what she did, so it's coming to be meramis of the mida connected mida that she got what she did to the Bnei Yisrael. Now, she refused. Frankly, Gemara, why did she refuse? Mechdi pritzasa havoy. She was a prutza. What does she care? Damamar, we said name of the bar there, and it's Kavnu. My time will ask, why didn't she come? She got Tzaras. Tesa says, Top Tesa is Yoshami Mufarshi Alfina Nigzar Dechsev Gabi Vashti, Me Nigzar Dechsev Gabi Uzia, Kishnet Stara Dechsev Bei Nigzar Me Beis Hashem. So it's a remez that she got Tzaras. The Masnisa Tana, Bo Gavriel the Asatla Zonov. He gave her a tail. And you can also think, like, what a degrading thing to do to the Bnei Yisrael. Number one, to make them work on their Shabbos. And number two, to work naked. You know? There's a big Shabbos, the muscle of clothing, you're in front of the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to the world to be naked lifnei Hashem and to work. So by a woman who is a prutza, the only thing she cares about is her looks. So you're going to look as if you're behemah now. You know, that's a tremendous degradation in your world, melamed, that he made for her of Asala Zanov. Vayiktiv HaMelech Ma'oid. The king was very angry. The Hamasi Barabai Adzbi Bach. Am I talking to Bekuli? Why was he so angry? Okay, so she says, I'm not coming. Big deal. It was the first argument they ever had. Amar Rava, no, because she was Mevazi. Mashal Chalei, she said, Bar Aharairei. The Abba, you are the son of the Shema Hasusim of my father. Abba, Lekaba Alpha Chamra Shasi Vale Ravi. My father was able to drink 1,000 men under the table. He could drink so much wine, and he wasn't affected. He was so strong and robust. Vahu Garvan, you, Ishtati Vechamra. You become foolish with a little bit of wine. Miyad the Hamasi Barabai. So she attacked his masculinity. So, you know, that was something to make him hopping the head. And that's it. The Hamasi Barabai. V'yama melech lechachamim. So he turned to the Chachamim. Man Chachamim Rabbanin. Man Chachamim Rabbanin. Amazing thing. You know, Achashverosh, you know, he's in a very, very difficult matzav. He doesn't know what to do. Who does he turn to? The Rabbanin. Yedei Aitim Sheyedim La'aber Shanim V'Ligbei Achadashim Amar Lahu Dainuali. Please, I would like you to try her. Meaning, I would like you to paskin on this. And so the Rabbanim said, what do we do? Amar Hechinev, what do we do? Neim Balei Katla. If we say, kill her, L'macha Pasek Le'chamre. Once he sobers up, he'll realize it was a silly thing to request. U'boi La'minon, and he's going to be angry with us. Name Alei Shavka. I'll leave her, no big deal. You can't be moich on the king's kavod. Amuloi, so they decided to get themselves, to excuse themselves from this case. They said, you know what, miyim shachar beis hamigdash, v'galinim eratzeinu, nitla eitzim imenu, v'ein anu yoidim lodun dinin nefashis. Meaning you need a tremendous yishuv hadas to be able to give good counsel in dinin nefashis. We are mutul talim. We are not bim kemenu. And you know what? Zil legavi amanu mayav. Diyasu b'duchtayu kechama diyasu v'aldur daya. Like wine which sits, rests nicely on its sediment. The time amrule. And the emphasis is what the Rabbanan said is true. They weren't saying a lie. D'chsiv shan and mayav. Mayav mina urav. Meaning mayav is quiet and restful. Since it's used for Sheketu, El Shemara, Veli Hurik Mikliyo Kli, Ubegalili Halach Alkein, Amad Tami Boy, Vereichalin Leinamar. Meaning saying all these concepts and symbols about the peace and the tranquility of Mayav that remained in place, like wine on its sediment and so on. And therefore you should go to them. So Miyad Vakarav Elav. So he went to those who were close to him. Soon we're going to dash from the fact that it says Vakarov instead of Vakrevim Elov, it should have said. But he went to Akarov Elov, Kashna Shisa Admasav Tarshish, Amrab Levi, Kalapasik Zeh. Yes, those are the people he went to, but it's also a remez to, again, from the fact that it says Karov instead of Krevim, it's a remez to the Musik of a carbon. Amrab Levi, Kalapasik Zeh, Al Shum Kabanas Namar. Kashana, Amrab Malach Hashaz Mekadish Baruchu. Ribbonish alone klum hikrivu lefanecha karim bnei shana, as in kar shana, karim bnei shana. Did these goyim, are they makrif to you, 1-year-old lamb? Kadev shikrivu yisrael lefanecha. Sheisar, klum hikrivu lefanecha shtei seirin. Sheisar, shtei seirin. Did they offer up shtei seirin like klal yisrael offer up? Admasa, klum bon lefanecha mizbech adama. Did they build for you a mizbech adama? Tarshish klum eshim shulchanecha b'big day kahuna b'chsev day tarshish v'shem yashpe. So I mean, they don't put on these incredibly ornate, special, beautiful garments l'chavod l'sivaris when they serve you. Meres klum and mirsu b'dam l'fanecha. Do they go and mix up the dam that it shouldn't congeal? Meres and a klum and mirsu b'menachas. Do they kind of mix up the menachas l'fanecha Do they prepare a shulchan for you? And so on. So yes, he did go and speak to his advisors who were close by, but it's a remiss to the limud zchus, which the malachim were saying in Shemayim. Vayemer memuchan, I'll just finish with this, with a couple more lines. Vayemer memuchan, tana memuchan ze haman. This is haman v'lama nikrishmei memuchan, shemuchan the puranas. He is muchan for puranas, meaning he is a descendant of Amalek, and Amalek is Achrisa Adi Oved. He is Muchan Puranas. Amrav Kahana Mikan Shahedyot Kofetz Barosh, because Mamuchan, who was the last on the list, and he responded first. So you see that a Hedyot is Kofetz. Rashi says Shari Mana Yisya Kasa Lebesof Amagaruah Humikulan, and nevertheless he was not a Chacham to keep quiet. He spoke in front of me. Shagadol Hamenu is like Azavia Golem. I'm sorry?
We learned that from Luvon, he jumped out of the sea.
Yeah. What does he say? Yeah, I hear it. The Hari is that we learned that from Luvon and Besuel. It says that Luvon answered in front of his father. Yep. Leah is called Ish Seirer Bevesai. Every man should reign supreme in his home. Amarava il male igrois rishonais, lene shami senem shliso sar de follet. Had it not been for the first foolish letter which Ahasuerus sent out, that would have been the end of us. She says, il male igrois rishonais shahuchzak behen shaita be'ene ha'umais. That everyone said, this Ahasuerus is a fool. Lene shami senem shliso sar de follet. Shahayim emarin lahargon, b'mitzvah hamelach, b'igreis hamtzayis, v'layim amtinin l'yim hamayit. They wouldn't have waited, but they saw that he was so foolish in the nature of his first letter. Meaning, Amrei, they said, my haydish shadilon, what is the king being mechadish to us? Liyeis kal ish serer b'veisai. Pshita, of course the man is the king of the house. Afilu karcha beveisei pardashcha lahavei. Even, Rashi says, pakid v'nagid, even a simple person, but in his own home, he is a pakid v'nagid. He ruins the rule supreme, and his wife isn't going to tell him what to do. So they said, he's such a foolish man, we cannot take his letters very seriously, in which case, the first letters are foolish, and then for the second letters saying we need to deal with the Jewish problem, we don't need to be too concerned about those letters either, and that was ultimately part of our salvation. Okay, we will stop here, and Be'ez Hashem.